You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 58 of Ravens Weekly, sponsored by our friends at GPM Group. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Good morning, Jeff, this time.
And James.
Good morning as well, Jeff.
And Paddy Rowan in the front as well. We're recording this from a slightly strange location, Matt.
The back of a cab.
That's a new one for us.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And that's because this is a Notts County special.
It is a special, absolutely. And yeah, we've made it to episode 58, so why not?
James, do you want to explain how we've started our day?
Started our day bright and early at the club. We've loaded up the cab, courtesy of Cannon Cars, and we're on our way to St Pancras Station to catch our train up to Nottingham.
Currently at Elephant and Castle, aren't we?
Yeah. obviously, the boys are also getting there, going up by train, aren't they? They're on the train after us. Not too bad the journey, to be fair, is it?
No, I think
I'll
it's
do a cookie here when I start talking about
hour,
it.
An hour and 50 minutes, isn't it, on the train? And then from the station at Nottingham, it's, what, 5-10 minutes, if that, from the ground, isn't it?
Cookie's all well and good, for those of you wondering. He's working
he's still in bed, yeah.
He's working the Cray game today. Right, so where we've got to start the podcast. We've had 3 games since the last one, haven't we?
We have, yes, unfortunately.
I enjoyed that Christmas special.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Doing the pub,
yeah.
more often.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think that happened to us.
It started at Boxing Day at Dover.
Yeah, let's start on the negative, get it out of the way. Wasn't great, was it?
Oh, Ronan's chirping. Ronan, involved? Oh, no.
Ronan, do you want the mic? No? Okay.
How do we sum up Dover? We can't sum up with any commentary because they wouldn't let us commentate.
No, unfortunately not. So it was just me sat in the worst press box I've ever experienced in my life. I couldn't see either of the goals because there were massive pillars in the way of both of them. Not that I wanted to see the goals, to be honest with you, because it wasn't the best performance. I think we can be open about that. It was a 3-0 defeat
though,
in the
actually.
End.
Roland was allowed to film. Were you allowed to film, Roland?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It just got a bit wet up there.
Yeah, yeah, I actually, yeah.
It was brutal weather, wasn't it?
It was terrible. I was quite happy that I was indoors.
Everything about the day, if I'm honest, was forgettable.
It was. It really, really was. Obviously, the weather beforehand really didn't help. The rain was absolutely teeming down. And the slopey pitch didn't cope with it all that well. There were a few little puddles before the game, and it just really cut up early on in the game. And I think
once the goals started flying in, we were sort of asking for an abandonment.
We were,
and
yeah.
And then you sort of realised, oh, I mean, we've got to come here again.
Yeah, exactly, which is not something anyone wants to go through, really, is it? But the pitch really cut up very early on in the game, and I think some irreparable damage has been done to that pitch now. It's going to be really, really difficult for some of that to grow back. Yeah. It was just destroyed,
just really
basically.
Strange, like the whole place, you know, it's like a bit of a morgue, you know, sort of silent. It was just, there wasn't any atmosphere.
Not many people, good atmosphere.
They segregated it and then
unsegregated it, yeah. Because
yeah,
they
know the library,
you know, we sort of the ratio to fans, you look at it anyway. Footballing wise, it wasn't the best start, unfortunately, for us. And we conceded.
You talk about the ball stopping in play because of the mud and everything. That literally was the first goal, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? I think it was Woods who poked it past Huddart, and the ball sort of stopped on the line. Sam Woods absolutely flying back towards the goal.
And he made it.
He did. Do you think he's going to clear it here? And he sort of just stopped, and then Ricky Modest sort of just slid in.
He was running to where the ball was going to end up, and he was about to clear it. The problem is, he kept on going, and the ball just decided to stop in the mud.
It did, yeah.
And that allowed, like you say, was it Ricky Modest to just slide in?
Yeah, it did, yeah. And Ricky Modest obviously putting them ahead. And it was only 5 minutes later, actually, that the second goal went in, a header from Will de Havilland from a corner, deflecting off a defender's leg on the line again. Could have been cleared. Unfortunately, wasn't. And then that was how it stayed until half-time. And then I think you go sort of 20, 25 minutes into the second half. And, not a good goal to concede. Another defensive error, unfortunately, at the back. A lapse in communication with Jack Holland when the ball come down, and he's looked to sort of shepherd it back to Huddart, and Effiong's just cut across him, rounded Huddart and tapped it into an empty net. But I have to say, Huddart made a couple of excellent saves in that game. which preserved the scoreline earlier on. So certainly a player, and we'll touch on it later, that's growing in confidence at the minute, which is good to see.
Definitely. Like we say, a game to forget, and forget it we did, because next game, home to Dagenham, boys were fantastic.
Quite a different story, wasn't it? I think you look at the start of the game and it was reminiscent of that last week game against Eastleigh. The previous week's game against Eastleigh, in that we started quite slow. We allowed the opposition a lot of time to play the ball around, and we gave them a lot of respect, perhaps too much. Ryan Huddart with a fantastic save early on to deny Rhys Grant, and then Grant with another chance, which I don't know how he's missed it, quite frankly, to put Dagenham ahead. And then it seemed to be the sort of the turning point in the game, and Bromley just took control from the 20-25 minute mark, and there were three excellent goals, weren't they? I mean, you look at Coulson, Rhys and Cheek with the first goal as well. Just before half time, it was a great time to score and unsettle the opposition, who, let's face it, Peter Taylor was under pressure. Early in the morning.
He went after that, didn't he?
He did, yeah. That was his final match. And I think actually we had Dagenham fans tweeting us saying thank you for that. So, it's a bit of a strange one. But
touching on that, to have such a difference between those two games. Obviously, James, you kit man, you see the boys. They were in after Boxing Day, weren't they?
Yeah, on it was the 27th. Quickly put to bed.
It was one day between, wasn't it?
It was. They were in the next day and went through the video of the game. And I think it was just a case of putting that to bed really quickly, recognising that, you know, that we were in a bit of a, you know, a three-game losing streak there, but it was just recognising that you're going to have those spells in a season, and you know, you just got to overcome it.
With the video, obviously, I don't know, Ro prepares it or whatever. Is it just simply a case of watch it back and very quickly? Yeah, we know that was an error. Okay, yeah. Right, move on.
It can. It's probably, you know.
It depends on circumstances.
It does, and it is literally a case of just looking back over it and realising that that was a bad performance, yeah. And you just can't let that happen again. And the fact that we had that home game against Dagenham was just perfect, you know, for the boys to just go out there in front of the home fans, really get their confidence belief back, which I think was something we mentioned before. That was all it was. The quality has always been there with the boys this season. You know, it's just a great bunch of lads, and they're all got, you know,
it must have been a completely different atmosphere in the dressing room after the Dagenham game.
Yeah. You know, the Dover one was a really tricky environment to be in at that time. It was just very, you know, everyone's heads were down. It was a tricky one for the coaching staff to just pick them up after that. And full credit to Neil and the team. They really got the boys back firing on all cylinders on that Saturday game.
Absolutely brilliant. And talking about Saturday, Matt, you were on commentary duty, and here's what you had to say.
Comes to Bingham, who takes the ball down, enters the Dagenham half, and plays a deflected ball down looking for Cheek. Cheek does really well to hold the ball up and finds Coulson. Coulson here is going to look to get a ball into the box. He takes on his man and beats him. It's a great cross into the box. Josh Rhys, oh my goodness, what a save from Elliot Justin once again. Bromley still on the attack though with Joe Kizzy. That was a phenomenal save, but the cross comes back into the back by Onorazi, and then flicked away by McQueen, but only to Kizzy. Bromley still playing some good football here. Kizzy with a cross in towards Michael Cheek. It's met by the head of Onorazi, who seems to winning his fair share at the minute, but only out to Coulson. Coulson with a tricky ball into the box, flicked on by Cheek, and it's a brilliant goal. 1-0 to Bromley, and it's Michael Cheek with the flick header. A brilliant ball in from Luke Coulson, and the former Dagenham man puts Bromley 1-0 ahead this afternoon. Hackett was offside, but Cheek's picked up possession, as opposed to Hackett, has done well there. Played in field for Frankie Raymond here. He finds Hackett. Hackett with a float across the back post, headed away, but it comes to Coulson, and it's 2-0 to Bromley! Luke Coulson with the goal that he's deserved all game long. And Bromley go 2-0 up with just 7 minutes left on the clock. Fantastically worked goal, brilliant play from Michael Cheek, Frankie Raymond and Rico Hackett Fairchild. And Luke Coulson is there at the back post to apply the finishing touch. And Bromley lead by 2-0. Really, really good play from him. He's been fantastic this afternoon, Dave Winfield. As Coulson tries to get into the box, plays it across the face of goal, it's flipped in, and it is Josh Rhys with the third goal for Bromley, and he has thoroughly, thoroughly deserved that. Josh Rhys with a phenomenal performance this afternoon, caps it off with a wonderful header across the face of goal, giving Justin no chance, and Bromley lead by 3-0 here.
Are you enjoying being able to commentate on home games, Matt?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's I didn't know if you were recording there. I am. It is a lot to do at once. I'm sort of multitasking.
Here we go.
Which, yeah, get your violin out quick. No, I am multitasking, in fairness, but it is good, and it's great to see the appreciation from all the listeners that listen in and send us comments and things like that, and they're there every week now, and I know they appreciate it as well.
Where are we?
Blackfriars Bridge.
Blackfriars Bridge, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It is very nice, isn't it? Yeah, very nice.
St Paul's Cathedral, the Shard.
What a view, eh?
It's a shame it's not a video podcast.
No. Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it? What would that be called, a vodcast?
Problem is that people have to see our faces then.
Yeah, well, I don't think that.
And Roman will be in the background.
I don't think that's fair on anyone, is it?
To see that.
But obviously, after that, we had the opportunity to get revenge on Dover for that Boxing Day misery. And touching on that, sorry, that both those games, over 2,000 fans in attendance over the festive period, absolutely fantastic.
It was, and we were a bit surprised, weren't we, I think, even us, by the Dagenham crowd, over 2,300, which was a really, really good turnout, considering we hadn't been in great form. And to see that carry on against Dover was good.
Don't they? They can't all get out to Dover, because that's a long way, so they've stuck with the in-laws and family.
That said, we took a good amount to Dover, didn't we?
No, 100%, yeah, but I think by the 28th, people are buzzing to get out of the house.
Definitely.
For any reason whatsoever.
Yeah. That's it. Well, yeah. And they were treated to a great performance, weren't they? And all those 2,000 people who turned up, plus for the next game, were treated to another great performance as well. Particularly
similar
in the second
to
half.
In terms of the start,
it was really similar. I think you look at the parallels, it's a bit bizarre, really. This time, rather than Reece Grant, it was Effiong who kept having chances. And one of them, as you'll hear on the highlights in a minute, I still don't know how he's missed it. You know, 9 times out of 10, your top scorer, your centre forward, would be scoring that. And it was one that was easier to score, or easier to hit the target than miss. But miss it he did, and pay for it they did, because Bromley turned it round in the second half. We got a penalty, and Effiong was the assist for that as well, so he's had a nightmare, Effiong, for fouling Kizzy. And I know Heston Tyler wasn't happy about that half time, but clearly he's come to his senses after the game and didn't complain about it. But we'll come on to him in a minute, won't we? But yeah, Frankie Rain with a penalty.
Have you seen his interview? I don't know if you haven't, it's definitely worth a watch. To be fair, he speaks well about his own team and stuff, fair enough and that, but he doesn't stop dropping in about the atmosphere and first 45 minutes it was a morgue, blah blah blah. Anyway, but strange club though, all in all.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying it's a morgue down where we are, I don't know what it is down at Dover. I mean, it's ironic, isn't it, almost? But yeah, back to the game. 45th minute penalty from Raymond made it very difficult for Dover to respond in the second half. They'd been on top for a majority of the first, and that was a bit of a sucker punch, I think, for them, even though it was a penalty, and Raymond took it really, really well, and obviously put Bromley ahead with just seconds left. And then, you know, blistering start to the second half from Bromley, and a 2-0 from Josh Reece. What a goal it was. I mean, he's just a player that's...
Oh, it's like the old days.
Renowned.
I say the old days.
Renewed confidence.
It's brilliant. Change of shape, whatever it is, but it seems to be working a delight. I mean, how do you explain the difference between those two Dover games? We're a different personnel.
Completely different.
Shapes, different.
It was a different team, wasn't it? And it was a different shape. I think you look at that, and it stayed the same for the Dagenham and Dover games. You look at the start, was very similar, but we really, really came into it on the second half. In the second half on both occasions, and particularly the second half against Dover, like I say, a great start, and then we're holding it at 2-0 for the sort of the final 20-25 minutes, and then the goal as Rico comes on and gets a great assist to Michael Cheek with a goal that he really deserved, and it's great to see him grab his 14th goal of the season, which is a fantastic return for him so far, to finish it off just before the end.
Absolutely brilliant. And like I say, Matt, you were on commentary duty, so we're going to hear from yourself, and we also managed to catch up with manager Neil Smith after the game.
It's whipped in. It's a deep delivery towards the back post, headed across the face of goal, cleared by Chris Bush. He did really well there. Here's Williamson, tries to find Coulson. He's out-muscled by Jack Munns, and Bobby Joe Taylor gets another cross into the box. It's Effiong, and he's somehow missed. I don't know how he has not scored that. And the corner comes in. It's a deep one, looking for. It's a penalty to Bromley. Joe Kizzy fouled by Ini Effiong there, and it's a penalty to Bromley. Frankie Raymond here with the chance to put Bromley ahead. He steps up, Frankie Raymond, and he scores! 1-0 to Bromley! On the stroke of half-time, Frankie Raymond, call as you like from the penalty spot, and Bromley lead by 1-0. Reason takes it outfield and finds Legall again. Legall to Bobby Joe Taylor, feigns a cross, deceives Cheek. It's a deep cross, and it's saved by Huddart. It was a cross that was looking to nestle in the back of the net there. Great chance, and Huddart makes a really good save. Reason's going to try and get a cross in here. He does. It's headed away, and Williamson here looking to start a counter-attack for Bromley. He's fouled, but Josh Rees is fouled anyway. It's 2-on-2 here for Bromley. Josh Rees looking to get into the box. He does so. Josh Rees takes a turn. Yeah! Oh, Josh Rees with a fantastic strike for Bromley, and it's 2-0. What a brilliant goal. That was all about Josh Rees, and he's got his second goal in as many games, and he thoroughly deserves that once again. It was a great feint to beat Bobby Joe Taylor and a great finish into the bottom corner. Bromley 2, Dover Athletic. Some with there, surely fouled by Effiong. Nothing given. Nice ball over the top for Cheek. Michael Cheek here, through on goal. Michael Cheek! Yay! Yeah! Yeah! And that is 3-0 to Bromley. And Michael Cheek finishes Dover Athletic up this afternoon. Bromley 3, Dover 0.
Neil, again, a devastating second half from your side.
Yeah, it was very tough first half. You know, they put us under pressure. I think they had probably the better chances, if I've got to be brutally honest. I think number nine, Effiong, had a couple of chances. But, you know, we rode our luck a little bit, but we haven't had that luck. You know, and then getting the penalty, scoring the goal. And I thought in the second half, I thought there was only one winner. You know, and then when Josh goes through and scores that goal, it was an amazing goal, great finish. And I think, you know, we could have had a couple more.
And like we said against Dagenham, it was that pivotal moment where that penalty goes in on the stroke of half-time again, and it's difficult for the away side.
No, it is. You know, I've said to Hess, I thought Hess, you know, they put us under a lot of pressure. We knew they were going to be strong. They're good away from home at the moment. They've got a great away record. So, you know, they're very good at what they do. But I thought we stayed together. We rode our luck, and then we just ruined confidence. And then I'm looking at a team that is Bromley Football Club again. You know, we've missed that little bit of belief. We've missed that desire, maybe, but then all of a sudden we were winning first ball, second ball, and then when we were getting chances in the box, we were taking them.
And all of that was despite our task being made more difficult in the first half by an injury to Dave Winfield and Higgs coming on to replace him. Yeah. You had to move things about, didn't you?
Absolutely. And that just sums up our season at the moment. You know, Dave Winfield was great with Bushy. They look like they're getting a partnership going. He twists his knee. And then Higgs has to come on, and fair play to Higgs. He's only just declared himself fully fit. That's the most he's played for us from the injury that he had originally at the beginning of the season. Outstanding. And then Kizzy goes in the back and outstanding again. And, you know, and I've got to say a special mention to Ryan Huddart today. I thought he's commanding in the box, taking crosses. It just nullified him. And then he actually takes a cross in the first half that sets us on the way that then, we get a penalty from. So, you know, he's been under the pressure, but two clean sheets, and that's what we'll work on, and that's where we've been a little bit disappointed in the last few games, but I thought second half we thoroughly deserved it.
Are you in a position to shed any light on the injury to Dave Winfield at the minute?
No, he landed awkward, and I think the guy landed on his knee. We'll know within the next couple of days, but, you know, we'll roll with it. We've had to all season, you know, we've lost players just as we're hitting a bit of form, and we've had to deal with it, and we'll deal with it again. You know, this is what this club's all about. This is what these players are about. And, you know, we'll take it as far as we can.
Josh Rees, unplayable at the minute.
Yeah, no, as I said, I thought if Luke Coulson got man of the match on Saturday, great goal, set up two, and Josh Rees was pushing him a very close second. And I thought today, second half, he was back to the old Josh. That's why we signed him. He can go and score goals, but it was the actual experience, the way he played that midfield role today was outstanding and very worthy of a Man of the Match award.
Another tough game in the offing now, Notts County away, a big ground and a side that are in good form now.
Yeah, I just said to the boys, you know, you're playing Notts County. You know, how brilliant is that in a league game? You know, we beat them here. We know they're going to want to try and put one back over on us. You're going to a fantastic stadium. You're going to a fantastic club. We've got nothing to lose. You know, we've had two wins on the spin with 50 points. That's normally the safety mark for this division. So we've got a free hit now. And we'll give it our very best, but, you know, we hope there's a good following from the supporters like there was again today, you know, over 2,000 again. It's just amazing. And I just really want to say a special mention to the supporters. They've been amazing and, you know, all year. And to go into the new year with a win like that, with 2,000 plus again, you know, please keep supporting. You're like another player to us.
Beeston arriving Nottingham 11:52.
As we've been saying, this is a podcast special. Jeff, James, Ronan and Paddy are currently on their way to Nottingham on the train. I'll stay behind to travel with the team, and I'm joined by none other than Jerry Dolkey. Jerry, the fact that we're playing Notts County in a league game, is that in itself a show of how far we've come?
Absolutely. We've gone, obviously, into the National League. I remember one of the first away games, Tranmere Rovers away, going with Glyn, our president, and just sharing with him that we were going to a club with such heritage, such history. And I got that feeling today. You know, in the past we'd be playing Notts County in an FA Cup game, but we're playing them now on a level playing field. We're third in the National League, playing Notts County seventh.
And that's quite something, isn't it, going into this game not only in the same league but actually above them in the table. If you'd have said that 10 years ago, what would you have thought?
It's just crazy. It's crazy, but we're where we are now, and you know, we're looking to really, really push on in the next few weeks. We've got some very important games. Notts County today, Barrow after the break on the 11th, on the 18th, and then we're at home to Barnet. So this is a very, very, very important month for us, and we're fully focused.
It's a very important month, like you say, but we've just had a very busy run of fixtures. What's your assessment of the Christmas period?
Yeah, I think disappointment of the Eastleigh home game. You know, we were disappointed with that. Dover away, you know, I just felt that they played the conditions better than us. But when you look at the 28th home to Dagenham, and then Dover at home, you know, 6 goals scored, 2 clean sheets, you know, and more importantly, you know, you look at players, you know, playing with confidence, being brave on the ball, and all of a sudden, you know, we look like we've got our mojo back. So, yeah, really looking forward to today on the back of the last two performances.
And we're looking around now. We're seeing, I can actually see a Notts County fan as we're speaking, a few Bromley fans as well waiting in the station. Now playing in a national division, travel does play a huge part in the running of the football club, doesn't it?
Plays a huge part. Obviously, we're 5 years in the National League now, so we totally understand and we prepare well for all these games. We were just laughing about the fact that we're playing Notts County away today, and the fact that we'll be back in London by 7:30. So this is pretty much one of the more local ones.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, and just wanted to touch on the recent attendances this season. We've seen our average increase quite a lot, and a lot of crowds now being over the 2,000 mark. When you first came in, what was it, 2001? What were the crowds like then compared to now?
Well, it's pretty much like, I think, going to be our attendance for the Kent Cup game on Tuesday evening when we play Gillingham. Generally, I think the average crowd was about 220, 230. And then over the years with various promotions, you know, you go from sort of 250s to 5s to 7s. You know, when you look at the crowds at nearly 4,500 people over the Christmas period in a matter of days, just shows you where the club's going. And really, you know, we can build on these attendances as well, you know, because I know we wanted to get to 2,000 as an average. Well, we're achieving that now.
And just finally, part of your role, a significant part of it, is to deal with the sponsorship of the club. Just how important are these people in helping to take the club forward with us?
Well, they're vitally important. You know, we've got various sponsors that, you know, have joined us pretty much over the last couple of years, but we've also got some pivotal sponsors that have been with us pretty much my journey, which has been 17 years. So, as I've always said, the hardest thing about the sponsorship, you know, is retaining people over many years. And we've managed to do that with a lot of our sponsors. You know, where we're going at the moment, we want to attract obviously more sponsors and the bigger branded companies. But I'll tell you one thing, we'll never forget the people that have been with me from day one. And we're very thankful for those people.
Well, Jerry, I know the fans love hearing from you, so thanks very much for joining us. We're just about to board the train, and we'll bring you more when we get to the ground. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Big screen, Jeff.
There's a screen, but it's turned off.
Oh, okay.
Get the action underway here.
In that case, I need to start a stopwatch.
Raymond swings it in, left footed.
Straight into Slocum's arms.
Into the keeper. Disappointed to see the keeper there unchallenged.
Yeah, he was.
Sam Wood's got to get there. And he's not going to get there first. Does incredibly well in the end. But Notts County look to break now, and it's five in the box. Bromley are coming back. There's nine back for Bromley. And the cross is going to come in. Is it right footed? He attempts to take on Raymond. He's passed him in the box. Sets it back. Left footed.
Oh, it's a goal. Frankie Raymond, what are you doing? And it's 1-0 already.
A little too easy there, mate. Come on, lads. Raymond swinging it. Left footed. Sent in, fantastic ball into the box. And Jack Holmes falls to push it out back post.
Oh, that's
a shot. I thought that was going to sneak in the bottom corner, Matt, and it's cleared by the defender off the line for another corner.
The corner is floated towards the back post. It's a penalty here to Notts County.
Mitch Rose to take it, right footed.
Chris Bush is standing in the area. I'm not sure what he's trying to do, but Mitch Rose steps up.
Oh, and it's on the post! Come on!
Let's be having it.
Chris Bush with his long run up delivers the throw into the box towards the 6 yard box. It's
a goal! It's Kizzy who heads it in, and it's one
with the goal.
And the referee's right over to the line. No way!
No, Kizzy has headed that into
no
the net.
No chance. Kizzy's headed it in on the line. No!
No! He's given
no
it!
Way.
Oh my goodness me!
That's the line-o's
refereeing!
No way! No way! The line-o has left! The line-o's left his position! He's running back! Not having it! No chance! No.
Anyway, Raymond with the delivery, and it's a poor one, but Brindley doesn't clear it. It's come back out to Raymond with the second chance. It's deflected off a Notts County player. Here's Bingham. Bingham with a shot.
Oh, that's a fantastic save.
What a save.
Oh, what an effort from Bingham. It was fantastic. He got it out. Left foot. Let leash. And honestly, Matt, I thought that was going in.
Oh, what a strike it was from Bingham. He couldn't.
Big thank you to everybody who's joined us for this second half. Matt's on his way. He's just having another chocolate cake.
No, another chocolate room. Sponge, actually, yeah.
Kizzy comes forward midway inside the county half, set to Williamson. Williamson looks to get a ball in left footed. It's low. It finds itself all the way through to Cheek. He flicks onto Coulson in the box. Turns. Oh!
What a chance.
His right foot effort's just wide of the post. And just to start, Neil Smith would have wanted that.
Definitely. Great ball from William. And it's not been given. I don't know what he's doing there. Bush with a long throw forward towards Coulson. Headed back to Cheek. Cheek with a chance now here. Cheek takes.
Yeah!
Michael Cheek! Oh, what a strike!
Absolutely fantastic from Cheek. I was run over to the Bromley faithful directly opposite us. Fantastic scenes in the away end here at Meadow Lane. And it's a fantastic goal from Cheek. Just what Bromley deserved, Matt. And with, I don't know, 5 minutes gone of this half. Looks like it's going to be swung in first time, right footed. They've got a player looking for a short one. It's taken short, sent in left footed, out swinging. Oh, and he throws the ball and he's got the header. It was a free header, Matt. I'm not sure who was marking him, but it's Notts County 2, Bromley 1. Rico to swing this in, left footed. Oh, it's a low one towards the front post and it's easily cleared. It's over the halfway line, but Sandwood picks it up now. He's going to send the ball back in as he chips the ball back into unmarked Jack Holland, who heads it back across the goal. It's going to fall to Class, edge of the box. Oh, that's through to Bush. Oh my god! Absolutely no way.
He's looked at the fact that the man's down and decided.
Look at Notts County player just smashing out of the way, number 9.
Yeah, told you.
Matt, 8:30 now in the evening, back at Bromley Football Club. I haven't just got the cab back from London St Pancras. 12.5 hour day, and for nothing in the end, unfortunately, Matt.
Yeah, unfortunately, despite a really good attacking performance from Bromley, it just wasn't to be this afternoon. Can't really criticise the team too much. I think we played really well. Unfortunately, yeah, the referee was shocking, and that's an understatement, but we move. but it was a brilliant goal from Cheek, and it summed up the attacking prowess of the side this afternoon. Unfortunately, the two goals you will look at and think we could have done better. But the second one, apologies, shouldn't have been happening anyway because we should have had a corner down the other end. Yeah, it was, and it was clear as day.
Nevertheless, once it's a corner, you'd like to think we'd be able to defend it.
Yeah, we should have done better. But I think as a team, we performed well enough to get something from that game.
fantastic support from the Bromley faithful. 179, I think, was the official figure.
Yeah, and they were loud and proud throughout the game, weren't they? So fair play to them, and hopefully everyone's had a safe journey back.
Yeah, we saw a few of them on the train back, to be fair, straight into London, which was great. Obviously, the game itself, I think Neil left just as frustrated, really. But saying that, I don't... Frustrated is probably the right word, but like you say, in terms of our actual performance, and you saw us when we were off the ball, and especially when we got the equaliser, you could sense the home team, even 2-3 passes, and they lost possession. Home fans were getting on their back, and you felt the longer that was going to go on, the more likely it was that we were actually going to be the team to get the third goal of the game.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like I said, I think Neil says it in his interview, but we had something like 22 attempts today, and the goal was probably the hardest one to score. I mean, it was a great finish from long range, and the keepers made a couple of really good saves for them. So if anything,
oh, big and first
yeah,
off,
oh, sure. Unbelievable save, and you know, from Buescher just earlier on from that as well. But it's always going to be tough going to a place like that against a side who are now in good form and getting the fans back on side. Yeah,
you talk about how hard it is to go to a place like that. I think the same for the officials. You saw that today. You know,
yeah, they couldn't cope.
Overawed by the
couldn't cope.
But you know, everything that was claimed for was a given and everything like that. However, unfortunately, Bush picked up the second yellow as well in that second half. So we're going to be without him for the next game, obviously the next league game, which would be Barrow, because obviously the Kent City Cup match on Tuesday won't count.
No, it's not a first team competition, so that's extremely frustrating and not what we need, really.
Before we go on to that, obviously, Matt, as ever, you managed to catch up with Neil Smith after the game, and here's what he had to say.
Neil, despite a really positive attacking performance, not the result you wanted this afternoon.
No, you know, I thought we'd go a goal down early, as we did, from one of our set plays. You know, you sort of fear that it could be one of those days, but I thought the boys were amazing. You know, to come back, and then we get the goal. A great goal by Cheeky, and then I think there was only one team in it, and then for them to score from a set play, which we pride ourselves on, you know, was really disappointing. And I think we've had 22 attempts at goal to their 9, and you know, fair play to Neil Ardley, come up and said no team, home or away, has put them under pressure as much as we did, but at the same time we've come away with nothing. But I'm so proud of those players, because the easy thing was to sort of lose their heads and sulk and go down, but they showed a spirit and a fight that they weren't going to give up.
A minor setback in after two great performances, and now a little bit of time to rest and reflect.
Yeah, we you know, I've just said to the boys, we're going to, you know, sit down, we'll go through the season so far. We've now got a season of 16 games till the end of the season, and we want to be in the playoffs. You know, that was our goal, that was our ultimate goal, being in and around it, and we're in it at the moment. And you know, we've just put a team like Notts County, we put them under pressure. Massive crowd, referee gets influenced by them, but the boys never gave up, and I've just said we're going to need that every game for us to achieve our goal this year, and that's to get in the playoffs.
And Michael Cheek with a stunning strike, that's probably his first from outside the box, isn't it? But a 15th of the season for him.
Yeah, he's been brilliant, but then so have everyone. I thought Ben Williamson was great. I thought Coulson again was outstanding. My three in midfield, the back four, you know, and then Ryan. I said to Ryan, how many shots did you have to make, you know, save? And he said one. And you know, that sort of sums it up. Going to a place like Notts County with a history, the size of the place, 5,500 people there, and we've literally left them to a couple of set plays and one shot on target. You know, their keeper's come off. He's had to make some fantastic saves and to keep them in it. And, you know, I'm disappointed for the boys. I think the supporters saw that we gave them their all, and that's more like the Bromley team of old.
Neil, thank you.
Thank you.
Matt, Neil, you know, clearly pleased with his team's determination, effort shown throughout that game, but clearly disappointed with the two goals you conceded.
Yeah, I think I couldn't agree with him more, really. It was two bad patches of a game in which we really did play well. First 5 minutes taken out of that, I thought we started a little slowly, but definitely the better side of the two. Just really frustrating to not taken anything, even a draw from it. And to be fair, you know, the comments coming from the Notts County manager and the fans there as well, suggesting that they agreed with us, really.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, on pitch aside, I think off the field they're really welcoming, a fantastic club, and we thank them for all their hospitality
much.
This afternoon. Obviously, the boys want to put it right as soon as possible, but unfortunately, we're not going to have that opportunity until the 18th, really, because up next on Tuesday night, we've got the Kent Senior Cup.
Yeah,
obviously, against Gillingham at home. That's football for a fiver, Matt.
Yeah, it is.
Tickets aren't available online. They're available on the day. £5 for adults, £1 for under 16s.
is that round two? Is it second round? Is it quarter final? I'm not even quite sure. Nevertheless, Kent City Cup action on Tuesday. But the first team actually aren't going to be back in action until the 18th now. We don't have a game on the 11th due to the trophy. Yep. We wanted to play Boreham Woods, but we weren't allowed to.
Nope.
The league have decided that would give us an unfair advantage towards the end of the season. Don't really understand that. And Barrow's going to be the next game. So really, you know, there's going to be 2 weeks now where the first team are potentially going to be out of the game. I imagine some players are going to be involved on Tuesday night. But, you know, 2 weeks now without a game. And when that game does come, it's going to be a tough test.
It is. I mean, they won 7-0 today. So they're a side that... I thought we were talking about Barrow.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about Barrow, weren't we? I think, if I'm following. Yeah, they won 7-0 today, so it's going to be really tough. But there is time to prepare for it. Hopefully time for more of the injured players to recover as well, so that we'll have a few more bodies back. Frustrating we won't have Bush. But yeah, it should be a good game of football between two sides who've had good seasons.
Big thank you to everyone who's tuned in for this episode. Not a result we wanted this afternoon, but nevertheless, the boys will go again come Barrow on the 18th. As explained, we're at home on Tuesday night against Gillingham in the Kent City Cup. £5 for adults, £1 for kids. Tickets on sale on the day for that one. I think the Ravens Bar open from 6 p.m. As ever, a big thank you. Don't forget to rate and follow and whatever you're supposed to do on iTunes and stuff for the podcast. But nevertheless, big thank you to everyone who's tuned in, and we'll be back here soon. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me.